stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, now for the 122nd time on this program since April 2017, we're about to bring you the latest destination spotlight as today Scottsdale is getting some love from us. This segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel's in the air, and we encourage you to travel with Travel Pro. Robert and I like their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series when he travels, and the Platinum Elite 21-inch spinner was just named 2024 Best Soft-Sided Carry-On by the New York Times and Wirecutter. Just one more example of why Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, whether it's spring break travel, an important getaway, business travel, whatever it is, we know firsthand that one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro. Go get your new luggage and save as a show fan at TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we want to check in on the West's most western town. Is waiting to talk via the show hotline is Rachel Sacco, CEO of Experience Scottsdale.
Rachel, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Appreciate your time on this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to conversation.
As are we. We're going to get right into it. So, you know, coming up next segment, we're going to be talking spring skiing in the western U.S. And tomorrow, with it being St. Patrick's Day and Easter coming in 2 weeks, spring is here. The weather in Scottsdale, it's always rather pleasant, especially this time of year. So I appreciate all the golf you have in the area, over 200 courses, in fact. Love that. Clearly, resorts are also big for your city. They cater at all different price points. But share with why Scottsdale is known as the West's most western town and why you encourage our show fans around the country to come pay a visit.
You know, the West's most western town is something I don't think we'll ever outgrow, even as we mature into being a place that, yes, you can have a Wild West experience. We actually still have rodeos, and you can actually ride horses, and you can go in the desert. You'll never feel more comfortable anywhere wearing boots and denim and turquoise than in Scottsdale. But it's also a place that, you know, the West is an experience. It's a feeling. And when you come here, the feeling of the open space, it's as much about the West as sitting in a bar saloon, and that mixes really well for our visitors and our residents.
Rachel, going a different direction here. In 2 weeks, the Major League Baseball season begins, and the Arizona Diamondbacks will be back at Chase Field after getting to the World Series last fall. But February and March is Cactus League spring training baseball in your area, with 15 teams gearing up for their season, playing exhibition games. How big is that for tourism for you?
It is huge. There's nothing like it, because even if you can experience baseball and spring training in another area of our country, you cannot have the concentration that you have here. I mean, literally, you can go from one stadium to another, and there are many here in 30 minutes. But my favorite is, of course, Scottsdale Stadium. I got to, the day before yesterday, throw out the first pitch for the Giants, and I've got to tell you, that little stadium is so quaint and so wonderful. And the Giants actually love this. I think this is their home away from home in Scottsdale. It's so much fun to sit there and in the beautiful sunshine, bring your family, bring your best friends, sit there and just soak up America's best pastime. And you know what? Then you walk around the old town, and it's absolutely like being in a little small town environment, but around so many great things that you can see and do, and baseball is just a part of it.
Yeah, I love that. What an honor for you. That's great. You know, Scottsdale, we've been there several times over the years, just natural beauty. I mean, you just everywhere you look, it's just such a beautiful area of the country, but also a vibrant art scene in Scottsdale. I know Art Walk happens on Thursdays, and I saw recently that Scottsdale's Museum of the West has extended their hours on Thursdays to coincide with Art Walk, which is smart. And then, of course, the Marshall Way Arts District. Great experiences. Do you find visitors are often surprised by your strong art scene when they come?
I think people are surprised because they think of this as a resort and golf community, which it is, but it has a vibrant art community. Remember, Frank Lloyd Wright built Taliesin West here. We have that. The Scottsdale Museum of the West, which is absolutely a must-see, is a Smithsonian Institute affiliate. And even in their first year of opening, they got that designation, which is huge. So we have so much about the West to celebrate, but there's also so much art here that is a part of the Native American culture, part of so many different genres. We have an artist school here that actually attracts people who come and teach from all over the world. it is a place that you can immerse yourself.
Oh, I agree
in
with
so
you.
Much of the art.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you had a single sector of travel that you say is Scottsdale's calling card, you know, would it be the resorts, the golf we just mentioned, maybe the food scene, Bear Jackson, car auctions are there? Is it the arts and culture, the outdoors? What is it?
I will have to tell you it's a combo. The thing that I would say that sets us apart is something that I hear from visitors in my long career over and over, and I'll paraphrase it. They'll say, Rachel, I don't know what it is about Scottsdale, but I feel so much better now than when I arrived. I think it's a combination of all the things that you can do, but it's also a combination of slowing down and enjoying. And at night, you can speed up, too. There's a lot of things to see and do here at night.
So then give us, we've got about 20 seconds, a must-visit destination in Scottsdale that you say will exceed expectations for visitors.
Our desert. We have a third of our entire community as a part of a desert here that has been forever preserved. It's called the preserve. We also have 43% of our entire community that's dedicated to open space. When you go to the desert, it is both familiar and it's ethereal.
Well, Rachel, we're going to leave it there for today. I'm going to give the website to folks. We really appreciate the check-in, folks.
Good.
Find out more, plan your own travels, experiencescottsdale.com. Rachel, enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So fun, Rachel. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, as we get ready to put a lid on hour one of the show this week and get ready for hour two that begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break, share some of your experiences in Scottsdale if you've been there with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. I know we have some stations in the area, so we'd love to hear from you too. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime using the Listen Live button at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.